So I've always been really skeptical that the ring had any actual power as some sort of love amulet. But I was proven wrong. Since getting the ring in September, I have met someone. He is tall, sort of lean, dark hair, dark eyes. He often wears button-down shirts with tie, suspenders. He is the host of a TV news talk show, and he has quite a way with words. His name is Chip Trash News, and he is a character that I created and portrayed for the last show of the Charm City Kitty Club, which is a queer women's cabaret collective in Baltimore that performs at the Creative Alliance. In the context of the show, Chip Trash News is a rather outspoken and aggressive host of a TV talk show called Hard Ass. And there were a lot of surprising things about being Chip. Probably the most surprising thing was the amazingly positive reception that I got about to dressing like a man. People were like, hey, you should dress like that more often. And this was surprising to me because, you know, I like wore a tuxedo to my junior prom and everything. But I never really considered, you know, not wearing something other than, you know, like the fairly feminine clothing that I wear. And, you know, people ask me, like, well, how does it feel, you know? And I thought about it, and I realized that there actually are certain aspects of my personality that they just felt more natural, more comfortable, more easy to express, sort of with this more masculine image. I realized that I had forgotten one of the amazing things about being acting on a stage, because I basically haven't acted since I've been in high school, which is that although it can certainly be a really exciting opportunity to step into someone else's shoes and be something that you're not, it's also an amazing opportunity to express more of who you are. Because we each present different versions of ourselves to the world under different circumstances. And we each have our own set of situations that we feel bring out the things about the versions of ourselves that are better or truer or more likable. And you know, for some people, getting up on stage and talking is absolutely terrifying. For me, my own personal version of terror is something more like, you know, hitting on someone at a bar. Not my strong suit. But one of the exciting things about being Chip was to see this possibility for the expansion of the situations in which I can express my favorite versions of myself. Because I know for a fact that Chip Trash News has no problem hitting on people in bars. And he doesn't need a ring to do it.